Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So McDonald's have now declared Grimace.
A hash brown.
The purple hash brown.
Yeah.
It used to be kind of was like a flubbery thing, and then I think they shaped him up a little bit more.
He's evolved.
He's evolved. He's now got angles. And sunglasses and a milkshake and little shoes. And he has been now declared by McDonald's, I will say. Yeah. A queer icon.
Oh, lovely.
Pride Month.
Happy Pride, Grimace.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Well, by the time this comes out, should we give a bit of advice? Because I imagine there's going to be a few heads
rolling
that feel like radiators that need to be bled. Drink some water, people. Drink some water.
Two ibuprofen before bed.
Well, it's a bit late. This comes out on Sunday. And they might not get around to listening to this until Wednesday. So if they're still suffering.
Can of Coke and a bag of salt and vinegar crisps. Only thing for it. Full fat Coke. Even if you're a Diet Coke drinker, you're not today. You're going to have a full fat Coke, packet of salt and vinegar crisps, and you're going to chill for at least 30 minutes on the couch.
After that.
And you're not going to do a thing for those 30 minutes. Not look at your phone. You're not going to do anything.
Just meditate. Mm-hmm. And if it's Wednesday or Thursday or Friday and they're still not feeling themselves, all we can say is Godspeed and you'll get there still.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
You're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jennifer.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla.
I'm Kayla.
Kayla from Chicago.
From Chicago.
How are you? Oh, Carl, the submarine. We need to talk about the submarine.
We need to talk about the submarine. Because what a week it's been. So, we also have a Patreon where we do 5 episodes a month.
Yes.
6 of your euros. You get access to Zubul content. We always do a roundup of the hot topics, the mad shay that's gone on that month. But I think we would be remiss not to talk about the submarine.
As it's, yeah.
So topical right now.
Yeah.
Biggest story in the world right now.
It's madness, isn't it?
How do you
You're smiling. You see, I don't know how to feel about this. I'm more so with the 19-year-olds trying to be really fucking sensitive over it because, like, the stories that have come out about him not even wanting to be there.
That's fucked up. That part's fucked up. Put the 19-year-old aside. Because, unfortunately, he was forced. Well, not forced to go, but it was a Father's Day gift.
Yeah. To his father who paid for it.
His father who paid for it and who really wanted him to go with them.
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
It's really sad, but I do feel like as well, for the amount of memes and slagging that's gone on, and obviously, I think it's died down a bit now since people know what actually happened.
I don't think it has. I think it's, I've seen more people come out being like, well, at least we know that they went a lot better than any of us will.
Yeah, a lot quicker.
A lot quicker. And it was like, these people didn't know what was happening. They were just here one moment, gone the next.
Gone the next, dushed. Like
dust, no, actual particles.
Actual dust.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was looking at Hank Green. I love him.
I was, no, like when I found that out, I was like, oh, thanks be to Jesus, because, like, could you imagine, people, you know, like,
yeah.
Like those couple of days when everybody was just like, they're in the submarine, like,
slowly. Just, oh, yeah. That was hard. That to me, I was like, oh my God, that would be the worst way to go.
Horrible.
Just anxiety at all times. Yeah.
But I do feel like there was a lot of people, and especially on the ticket attack, where they were kind of like, these fucking white, fucking privileged, rich billionaires and stuff like that. It this isn't the first time this has been done. This has been done hundreds of times. This was just the thing that they went in was Ocean. Not built correctly.
No, Ocean Gate. And I think that's I've seen lots of people talk about it, and to me, I'm just there was no need.
No.
There was no fucking need.
No.
It's like Elon Musk trying to bring people to space. It's like there's people who do that professionally.
Yeah.
You don't. Mm-hmm. Just because you have the money doesn't mean you have to do these things.
Just because you can't doesn't mean you should.
There you go.
Yeah. I know. But like that again, I have seen footage of people who have done it way out Ocean Gate, no less, in different kind of submersibles and stuff like that. And it has worked out. And I've seen like the footage. And obviously, it's a once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing, and that's obviously what they thought was going to happen. Like, I think the pilot of this one went down 30, this was his 34th time to go down. It was just unfortunate that this thing wasn't built.
But my thing is, right, we're finding all this out about like the screen and the game controller and all of this kind of crack. How you're saying that the guy who went down has gone down 34 times, mm-hmm. and we're all finding this out. And we found this out pretty quickly before we actually knew what had happened to them, mm-hmm. we found out really quickly about the interior, how it was built, how shoddy it was.
Yeah.
How has nobody else done that level of... Like, if you're going skydiving, Jen, you're researching the company. Yeah. You're ensuring that it's, you know, this, that and the other. You're not just being like, skydives, pull in here and pull it into the fucking side of the road.
A sign at the side of the road, so like twisting it up and down because he's bored. The arrow. In here. Woo! Sally. Excursion. It's like
Newgrange. Newgrange and skydive package.
We do it cheap. Come on. We do it. Cheapest price. Come on. We help you. Come on. No license, no problem.
Those flowy things like.
The 7-Up.
The 7-Up fella. Just like whipping it around in the background. Do you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. It is ridiculous. And then obviously, when you see the comparisons to like the immigrant boat that was on its way to Italy on the same week, and 700 people were on it, and like,
I'd perish a horrible death.
Fucked. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fucked. I think, was it 100 people survived? Is that 104? And there was like pictures of a man when his little baby and he was swimming and all.
Trauma.
Like, oh,
trauma.
Fucking hell. Like it is. And it is kind of like, why the fuck? And then I was also thinking, like, even Titanic, the amount of ships that have sunk. Yeah. Why is Titanic so famous?
Because it was the biggest ship in the world.
And it was deemed unsinkable, and it was also full of rich people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It's just fucking sad.
It is, and I think that's why, you know, billionaires aren't ethical.
No. Their money
If you believe a billionaire is ethical, you believe that you might be one day. I'm just about to tell you're not going to be, so.
Nah.
Sorry about that.
I know. You didn't get your money in an innocent way.
No. You didn't, like...
A few people died while you were on your way to being a billionaire.
Yeah.
People died.
People...
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely did.
They perished. So I think that's... It's kind of like... It's a little funny.
Yeah. I know.
Because it was so avoidable.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. It was. That's the thing. Like, this didn't have to happen. It didn't happen.
And it's just that kind of thing where it's like... Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, I know.
And again, I can't keep going back to like, if you were going on a bungee jump, don't tell me that you wouldn't make sure that they were accredited and all that other stuff. And look, accidents happen. You know, people die in car crashes when they were driving safely. Like loads of things can happen, especially when you're like operating machinery and all that other kind of crack. But
I think it was, especially with the clause on this, I think the word debt was mentioned 3 times on the first page.
Yeah.
And there were so many people that came out to say, this is not safe.
No.
One fellow was fired because he actually tried to bring it
whistleblow.
Up. Yeah. And he was like, he brought him to court and stuff like that. James Cameron himself said this was fucking stupid.
Stupid. And he's gone down.
Oh, he's gone down like a good like 30,
30
times
40
as well.
Times or something crazy.
Is it true? I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Is it true?
Yeah.
On 9/11?
Yeah. There's a video of it.
He was having lunch on the deck of the Titanic when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if he was having lunch, but I know he was down exploring.
He was having lunch on the deck of the Titanic when 9/11 happened. They popped up. Now, People misconstrue this as well, because you have to remember Titanic came out in 1997, so he was doing this for the crack. He wasn't doing this for research.
Yeah.
For Titanic, because everybody was like, "That's not true. Titanic was out, and like that's not why he just is obsessed." He loves Titanic.
Yeah, he's really into that whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he popped up, and like 9/11 was after happening, and people were freaking out and stuff like that.
He was told, and there's a recording on the interweb of him being told that 9/11 just happened as he gets out of his submarine.
Yeah, well, they didn't say 9/11 happened because it wasn't named that.
9/11 has happened.
Not even, oh shit, did it? Like 9/11? It wasn't that.
Oh,
it's just the way that some people report it. It's like, eh. That's not true.
James, 9/11 has happened.
Oh, and then he knew exactly what that meant. Like, no, that's not what happened. Yeah, no, it's fucked. It's like that, totally avoidable.
Awful for the 19-year-old. Really, that's the person I feel the most sorry for. The person who was operating it, how dare.
His mother is who I fucking feel sorry for.
I know.
Do you know?
Like, that's very true. Don't feel sorry for the dead, feel like sorry for the living.
It's just... And like the whole lot of like older wives, and like obviously there's memes of them like dancing around because like they now inherit. And your man's stepson. But... The story's
oh
done.
Oh my god! Sorry now.
Sorry.
Sorry, I totally blanked out on him for a moment.
What was
Mr.
the
Blink 182?
What was the beef with Cardi B as well?
So Cardi B, she loves to put on these fucking weird filters. And this one was, I can't remember the name, but it's the guy with like no skin.
Right.
You know, so it's all the muscles, you know, the red, it's like red. It's
yeah,
like
yeah, Inside Out Man.
Yeah, Inside Out Man kind of thing. So it's like a filter of him hugging her, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm sorry. She was like, if my stepfather was down there, you would be at home. You would be at home. You would not be at a Blink 182 concert.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, you would be at home. So she was just like, I don't care what anybody says. So then he was trying to beef with her.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Kind of trying to surf the wave of...
Mm-hmm. And then what did he do? Did he get in a selfie? Like, did he pull
it? He put up a photo of him at the concert being like, my stepdad would have wanted this. I've waited for this concert for a very long time. And Cardi B was like, if I was your stepdad, I would have wanted you to be at home helping or, you know, mourning or not being out there making a fucking fool out of me.
Worried in general.
Yeah.
To remind me, is Blink 182, is that Travis?
Barker, yeah.
I wonder, was it the same concert
where she announced? I don't think it was, because I think we would have heard about that.
Yeah.
It
would have been like a mad concert.
And now it turns out that he's been done for stalking.
Yeah.
Big fucking creep on the internet.
Oh, he's been quote tweeting models as well.
Yeah.
Really, he's living his best life.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, goodbye, stepapa.
The whole stepdad thing, you don't know what their relationship is like and obviously stuff like that, but it's just obviously like decorum. Come on.
But surely if you had a bad relationship with your stepdad, you'd just be like, here I am at the Blink 182 concert.
You wouldn't mention him. Yeah,
you wouldn't be like, oh, my stepdad 100% would have loved to see me here.
No. Not while he's just like, he's literally, the whole world are like worried about him.
Yeah. Well, you're at Blink 182.
It's just fucked.
But who did he go with? I'd love to know more about him.
Yeah, who said like, yeah, fuck
such
it,
a
he'd
menace.
Want this.
He's such a menace to
oh
be him.
Oh my God, what a fucking mad thing. Sakala?
You?
I'm pregnant.
Oh my God, Genevieve.
Can you believe it?
You should have done a Courtney Gay.
Oh, do you know what? It was such a missed opportunity. It was when I posted, I was like, fuck, why didn't I do that? And then I was like, nah, it's fuck it. And anyway, it's grand. Too much going on. It was the house and the baby. I was like, just knock it out and tell, fuck it.
Ah, you're like, take the photo up, lovely.
Next door neighbour took the photo. Literally, we got someone in the front in the evening. So it was like, this is like, our eyes were killing us. So we're like, fuck it, just use that one. And then my sister was like, what way are you going to announce it? You're not going to take like a photo on the beach when you're away, are you? I was like, well, even if I wanted to, Kim, I won't fucking do it now, will I? Because of this text. Yeah. Bastard.
Bitch.
Couldn't be getting the notions around my sister now.
No, oh my God, she keeps out straight in the narrow.
Absolutely.
So Baba number two is on its way.
Baba number two is on its way. It's due at Christmas.
She's a bun.
She's a bun. We're saying she. Don't know.
It's a bun.
It's a bun. I'm trying to do, there's like a nub theory thing that you can do, right? So it's like the picture of the scan and the bottom of the rump, like the belly, there's like a nub.
Cute.
And generally, if it's in, well, it all depends on, you need a fucking sonographer to look at it, but like you can measure like the position of the spine in like situ with the nub, and if the nub is straight, it's generally a girl, or if it's pointing up, it's generally a boy. Now, when I posted that photo, I'm going to assume that people took screenshots and zoomed in on the scan, because there was DMs saying, I looked at your scan, it's a girl. And I was like, but I have two photos, and one is pointing up and one is straight. So, like, it's, do you know what I mean? So I was like, it'd be great if it was, you know, bang it out. Bang a boy out. And a girl. That, yeah. That could possibly be it then,
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Adam's really hoping for that. He's like, dying for
a... want a girl?
He's dying for a vasectomy, which is still... He's dying for the snip. He's like, no, that'd be grand now. That'd be grand, because I think he's like... Well,
would you go again? I don't think you would. I think you're going to have two and you're going to be like, I thought Bobby was difficult. Here we fucking go.
I don't know. See, this is a few more DMs. It's like, oh, people that obviously don't watch me, or that haven't witnessed Bobby's antics, that are like, oh, don't you know? You know, the first baby's a trick baby. This is going to be a lunatic.
You're like, have you I've seen? Had my fucking lunatic. I'm ready for my dream boat.
Have you seen Bobby? Like, yeah. He's not a trick baby whatsoever. Never was. Cried for a fucking month.
Colic.
From the, well, it was, wasn't, it was reflux with him. It was silent reflux.
I thought it was colic. I don't know why.
Kind of a little bit of both, I think. Like, he was a fucking nightmare anyway, that's all I'll say. But like, he obviously settled down when, like, a few months in. But I kind of feel like now I know, because, you know, like what I know now, even when I look back, you know, if memories come up on my phone and all, I'm like, I didn't know what I know in that. Yeah. It was just funny, like, looking at him even rubbing his eyes. I was like, I didn't know at the time he was tired. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I feel like coming into this, because especially when Bobby was born, I was like, hey, in their right fucking mind, thought it was a good idea to hand me a baby. Like, what do I do with it? Do you know, and I've said it before, I wasn't one of those, like, I was in love with the baby when they were in the womb, and, like, you know, I fell straight in love. I've often said it, that it's normal not to feel like that. It's normal to kind of go, I don't fucking know you. Do you know what I mean? Not that I didn't love him, of course I did, but I didn't have that maternal kind of, like, thing. Whereas this time I feel a bit more prepared, and like, every kid is different. I'm not gonna, like, I'm sure when the baby comes out and stuff happens, I'm gonna be like, oh, well I thought I fucking knew. Do you know what I mean? Surely, like, that's gonna happen as well. But like, parenting is so fucking weird. I saw a video last night, and it explained it in the perfect way, and I'm raging I didn't come up with it myself, because I'm like, that just hits it on the head. It was a video of, like, she was walking up the road and her little toddler was in front of her, and she's like, parenting is so weird, like, I would fucking kill for you. I would be killed for you, but I couldn't be arsed making you dinner tonight. Like, that's exactly what it is. It's the exhaustion that goes with that unconditional love, you know? It's just such a fucking weird
thing.
So
you've done it again.
So I've done it again. I'm banging another one out. Yeah, no, it's grand. New house, new baby, all that sort of thing. At least we know what we're doing with the box room now. You know?
There grand. You go.
You know? Well, it wasn't too short. You all right? The pollen at you.
Pollen's at me.
Fucking pollen at
you. Actually, now that you say it, do you remember when I went for the house tour?
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember we were like, oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah, the box room.
Yeah, we were like, oh, was it a nursery, or oh, was it an office?
Yeah.
Or, oh,
I was like, I don't fucking know now. Don't know. So, yeah. So that's it. We have to kind of prioritise the house now. I did want to get the whole lot of the... No, the baby was planned, so don't... Like, I just didn't...
Sorry, the baby was planned, but I've never come across...
I know. Well, we're not going to say that, because I don't want to kind of be a trigger for people who... like, are trying to conceive, because it's not nice to hear. But let's just say I was expecting to hopefully be pregnant by the end of the year, and plans just went very, very according to plan, and it happened a lot quicker. So we wanted to get the garden and stuff like that done, because it all has to come through the house. Ooh, did you hear that?
Spooky
baby. If you didn't hear that, the wind is going.
That was the baby.
So now we kind of just, I have slabs booked in. I'm going to get like the first part of the garden done, and then we have to concentrate on the inside, because ain't no way I'm dealing with that kitchen with a newborn. Ain't no.
Oh, I forgot about the fucking kitchen.
Sterilizers, all the things that come with it. I'm fucking not doing it with that kitchen. Absolutely not. So. No. getting a few slabs, and then we're going to concentrate on knocking a few walls then. So I'm going to probably have to move back into my ma's. But it's grand because it's not like, there has been this fear. If anybody's watched me, you'll know this. June 2021, it's been 2 years exactly. Two days ago. To when I first viewed that house, to us actually owning it because of probate and all the stuff that went along with it. So there was always that kind of fear, like, oh, are we going to end up having to move? Like, is this, it's not official. So now it's official. I think it's fine if we move back into my ma's for like 2 weeks while stuff's getting done in the house and like for mine and Bobby's kind of health and stuff like that, you know, dust and all that. So that's kind of, that'll be fine. I don't mind doing that. And I'll be coming back to a massive gaff. Do you know what I mean? So...
2 weeks, you make me lol.
2 weeks.
Apparently. Do you think it'll be done?
I don't know. Well, yeah, actually, now that you say it, Adam is saying 2 weeks, which absolutely means six.
I was like, it's a 6 week stint, my guy.
So we'll say, we'll just have to fucking say, you know?
Yeah.
Have to get it done. It has to be done. But so. We're happy enough, you know? New baby for Christmas. That kind of thing. Be grand. I'm on the aspirin. I'm on the aspirin now because it's preeclampsia last time, you know.
Jesus, shit.
I know. Yeah, I'm like a fucking granny. Take the
aspirin.
Like a
briar.
Take the aspirin now before I go to bed. Oh, man. Big folic acid, yeah.
Yeah, love.
Yeah, little crock. And I have the back knee and I have the chest acne, which I didn't have on Bobby.
Wow.
So it might be a girl because they take your beauty.
They take your beauty.
You know? And I mean, like, shreds. I exfoliated myself to put in an inch of my life last night. My tan is fucking gone. Thanks.
Thanks for that, you fucking asshole.
Yeah. And I'm wrecked. But that's kind of all I have to report, you know.
Are you in the second trimester yet?
I am.
Just started, yeah. Yeah. You popped so quickly.
I popped.
You literally popped.
The minute I saw.
I've never seen.
The pregnancy test, the positive one, I was like, oop. Okay, there she is. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, my girl, you popped.
Yeah, lovely lady lumps. My boobs are killing me. Yeah,
really?
So sore.
Lovely.
Yeah, really fucking sore.
Just like heavy.
Just, yeah.
Heavy and sore.
Heavy and sore. Not great. Or back to, I'm not even going to say a double D anymore. Is there a triple D? What's the next one? F?
E?
E?
Yeah.
I'm an E, I'd say.
It's the alphabet, so an E.
It's the alphabet. That comes after D.
After D.
I'd say I'm an A now, yeah. I went from like a B. Mm-hmm.
Well, look.
A solid small B to a fucking E, and it's killing me.
We're flying.
She's grand. That's what this scan says. She did a little flip and all while I was in there. So it's grand. And Bobby's going to make her laugh all the time, apparently. Oh. That's what he said. He's like, okay. I'm going to make the baby laugh all the time.
You're like, great.
I'm like, grand. I hope it settles him a little bit. Because I'm going to be like, you need to set an example. You need to be like good and gentle around the baby. So I'm hoping, you know, we're going to work on it.
Yeah, but I also think he'll be on his way to starting school and, you know, that kind of stuff. It'll be
gonna
a bit.
It's going to all line up anyway.
Yeah.
I know. And there'll be a lot of changes coming for him as well. So it's, why did I do this? But apparently anybody that I've said has always said like, oh, I have a 4 year gap. It's great. So we'll see, you know.
It'll be 4 years.
4 years, yeah, he'd be 4 by the time Bebba comes.
Crazy.
Cute, I know.
Very cute.
But there you go now, we've another little member coming to the TUO team. Jeez, go.
We've got another producer.
We have another little producer.
Got a videographer.
Bringing her to work with me every recording session, you know.
Just get used to it. Yeah, your mummy grew up in the industry.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Mummy's an industry gal.
I'm going to work with Mummy. She's already a business bitch. She's a boss.
She's a boss, okay?
She's a business bitch.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions.
For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So,
let's dive right in, shall we?
Let's just go. Just go crazy. Celeb interactions.
Mm.
We asked you, have you ever DM'd, tweeted, or had a celebrity interaction that you would like to tell us about? I was like, that you're cringing about? Yes, because to be honest, the amount of people that I know that have like written DMs to celebrities when they're locked.
Oh, yeah.
And you wake up mortified, but it's fine because they're not looking at
them. They never fucking see them.
No.
Never.
No, never. But yeah, we asked you guys what celebrity. Have you ever had any?
Celebrity. I once tweeted Ricky Gervais because I think his series at the time was Derek.
Yeah.
And I just tweeted, I was like, what the fuck? This is supposed to be funny. And I'm like, bawling or whatever the tweet was. And he just replied, a smiley face.
Oh.
And I was happy about that. But I think he does that generally. Like, I didn't realise he did it. But then I looked back on his tweets and he does it. He like put a tweet out saying, I'm replying to tweets about the series if you want to DM me or whatever. And but I didn't realise that's what you, I just did it.
Okay.
And it, like, it, I got one. So I was fucking delighted with myself now. I was like, oh, there you go. Now, not that he, it's of any like fucking, Jesus, Carla.
Where is this coming from?
This literally.
Apologies.
The fucking air. It's attacking you.
I'm actually, sorry guys.
You and Summer are the, like, you are.
We're enemies. We fight. We fight.
We fight.
We fight, but oh my God, are we in love?
We love each other. We love each other.
We fight like maniacs.
Have you ever DM'd, tweeted, done anything with a celeb that you want to tell us about?
I've never done anything. You're like, have you ever done anything with a celeb? Maybe have got you, topped in the corner?
Have you ever? Oh my God, DM from Jedward before.
That's a celeb.
Huh?
That's a celebrity.
That is a celeb.
That's a celeb, yeah.
I can't even remember what the fuck it was. It must. I don't have many DMs on Twitter, so I'm sure I'll be able to find this really fucking quickly. Jedward. Oh, maybe did I just tweet them or something like that? I retweeted something that they said. Because remember they were after really getting on it during the pandemic.
Yeah, they were doing the whole thing.
So I must have retweeted something from the 19th of September, 2020. And then they DM'd me. I can see it. It says, Jen, you cool actor. I hope you get an Oscar someday. And there's a gif of Jennifer Lawrence. I was like, thanks, lads. I was like, BRB, just died. Thanks, lads. Yeah. So there you go. There's my two.
It's you and Jets.
There's me and Jets.
Yeah.
Love that for me.
I've done makeup on celebs.
Oh, yeah.
Or like around. I've been around a lot of, like, I've done like gifting suites and all that other kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in those kind of things, but never really like an interaction that was.
Well, I think like,
like interesting. Do you know that kind of way? Yeah, yeah. Like Ed Westwick is so fucking beautiful in person. Has the best skin ever. David Hay was a creep. No shock there.
There's no
absolute
dispute.
Fucking creep. Like, absolute fucking creep. Laura Whitmore, it's cool.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else.
Glenda Gilson took your picture at the.
Glenny Gilson, love her, love her,
love her.
See, I will say everybody's more beautiful in person. I will say everybody that I've ever seen. Drake, I had that.
You partied with Drake.
Partied with Drake. Yeah, we all know that I very much partied with Drake. There was a sub cast member on Vanderpump Rules that I was friends with when I lived in.
Nice.
The US of
Very good.
I know. Imagine our surprise when she popped back. She popped up on the screen. I was like, holy fuck!
You were like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
The pointing. Was me. I was like, oh, the yeah, I was like, yeah. We have photos together.
Very good.
I have your phone number.
No, but like, this is specifically on DMs though, because we've had, I think, because we go to events, sometimes we have had.
Yeah, you see people and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, like people watching this. Yeah. Like,
ooh. Well, I've never written to a celeb. No.
Have you now?
It's right. Very not me.
You're not on the parasocial scale.
No.
No.
I'm like.
Just to see.
I'm a voyeur.
You're a voyeur.
I watch. I don't.
You don't interact. You don't wouldn't interact. Give them the set of fucking faction.
No, but we did ask people any kind of interaction that they've had. And the funniest thing is that three people have come back saying that they've had experience with Callum Pest, and they all say the same. He's a fucking creep. Just fucking cats.
Again, no disputing that. Yeah.
So let's dive right in, shall we? We've got a voice now.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Start us off with. So, celeb interaction number one.
I was at MoMA in New York and I saw Stanley Tucci and I got like all excited, even though you see so many people when you're in New York. Anyway, my husband was like, go ask him for a photo. I was like, no. Went and asked him for a photo. I say, hi, you know, I'm a fan. I was just wondering, is there any chance that I could, you know, get a picture? And I was really quick and I was really discreet. And he just went, I'd prefer not.
Oh, no.
Turned away in his little snotty way. He was exactly like he was in The Devil Wears Prada.
I am so lucky. Stanley, we're not angry, we're just disappointed. What the fuck? I'm raging about that. And she's a celeb in her own right.
Yeah.
She's an actress.
Yeah.
I won't name names just in case she doesn't want it, but.
How fucking very dare.
I know. I'm sure you have an awful lot. You know who I'm talking to. You know I'm talking to you. You have an awful lot more than. We want to hear some of the Irish, some of the Irish behind the scenes thing you've had. Like, we won't out you.
I mean, I feel like everybody's met Irish celebs all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're kind of like Callum Best. They're very accessible. Yeah. You kind of would.
Accessibility of him as a celebrity is absolutely obscene. It's wild. Like, you are the son of the unbelievably good looking son of one of the best, most celebrated footballers of all time.
Yeah.
And you are like at Mantra. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mantra nightclub.
You're in the vortex.
Yeah. Get doling out fat frogs for a wet t-shirt contest, you know? Like, it's obscene.
It's ridiculous.
How easy we can get at you.
Yeah, I know. We can find. He followed me on Facebook, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that. He was probably trying to write you.
He probably was. It's like, can't get off me. Have a fella.
Get back to him. Callum, I'm sorry to tell you I'm pregnant.
Yeah, there was no interaction with Callum, and I didn't like DM him to say thanks or anything like that, obviously, but I just saw at the time, you know, the notifications change all the time, the way they come up. By the way, actually, if you didn't notice, blue ticks.
Yeah.
Why do they prioritise them?
Because they pay for them.
No, that's only on
people
Twitter.
Who don't. No, Instagram, you can play for a blue tick now.
Can
Irish
you?
Irish influencers rejoice. You can now pay for a blue tick.
Can you? Because yeah. When I obviously put the pregnancy thing up, there was a few blue ticks and I was like, they're all at the top. Like, why are they all at the
because
top?
Everything gets prioritised because it's like a public figure. Do you know? So it's like people will interact. It's all about interaction, how much people use the app.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, the more you see, like, a recognisable, it'll make you interact more, you know, yeah. Like the comment or any of that other kind of stuff, rather than a load of randomers being like, congrats, Jen.
It's I know, so it just, it literally have,
like,
pushed.
Emma Doran being like, congrats, Jen, and everybody's like, yeah, Jen, congrats!
I know, but it was like,
hi, Emma!
I really noticed that. I was like, that's just fucking shitty. Like, these people are following me years, and they're just getting pushed to the bottom, because, like,
I know
somebody from Virgin Media congratulated me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just fucking weird. I was like, eh.
Fionnuala, stop commenting.
Well, not Fionnuala. Yeah, she got her blue ticket. Did Emma get her blue ticket recently?
I think
she did.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. There's a few of my mates have gotten them. Oh, God, I hope they didn't pay for them.
They
will. Oh, I would never.
I don't think Fionnuala or Emma are that kind of gal.
No. Oh, fuck's sake. Right, we have a DM here. On celeb interactions, there's one I have thought about, not that I regret, but just in a curiosity, Jesus, I wonder what would have happened there. I replied to a tweet from a Manchester United footballer and swiftly got a follow and shortly a DM. It was his official account, blue tick and all, and followed by the club and included in the tweets. We should mention as well, this was probably before Twitter. It's like completely opposite on Twitter now. Now all the fucking like right-winged crazies on Twitter have blue ticks and like important
yeah,
people
yeah,
don't
yeah.
anymore. Yeah. So this was 10-ish years ago, that's said, yeah. So it wasn't too common for this to really happen. Anyway, we were chatting and he wanted to fly me over to the match at that weekend, put me up in a hotel and take me to dinner. I absolutely shit myself and I didn't know what to do, so I said I was working. He then asked, could he fly over one day the following week, and I would meet him in Dublin for lunch and he'd fly back. Shit, I've heard this before. Again, I shit myself. I was only 18, 19, because, like scary people on the internet, the conversation died after a few more attempts by him to meet up. To be fair, if it happened now and I was single, I'd probably still shit myself and not go through with it. That is...
juicy.
But that is, it's exactly what she said at the top of the message. She was
give
like, just, I wonder.
A name.
Give us a name.
Give us
Manchester
a
United
name.
10 years ago. I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Probably Wayne Rooney. It was him. Probably fucking Wayne Rooney.
No.
It probably was.
I don't think anybody would have sex with him.
Colleen does. And she continues to do so.
Yeah, but she's known him since they were kids. You know, I think it's a little bit different when you're like,
I feel like even less.
No, when you're
back then.
No, when you're younger, it's like,
yeah, you don't give a shit. I suppose
you don't give a shit. When you look, you know, back, like when you look back, you don't give a shit. You're literally like, yeah. And then when you look, you're like, what the fuck was I doing?
What was I doing? Yeah.
When you're in your teens, you're literally like, yeah, cool, let's date for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then before you know it, you're like attached at the hip.
Mm. Yeah, true.
You know, it's actually mad. So, anyway, yeah. Send names.
Yes, we want to know.
We want to know.
We
won't ratch out, yeah. Wink, wink.
We just want to have a convo, girls, okay?
We just want to chat. We just want to chat.
Have a little chat, right?
Okay. Celeb interaction.
Okay.
So I'm 19. You're 19, shut your face. And I'm living in Hammersmith, London. I went to the hospital thinking I had food poisoning, and I came out of the hospital 14 weeks pregnant in a state of shock.
Okay.
I went into Sainsbury's to buy 4 more pregnancy tests because I was in complete denial, and in the queue to pay, I burst into tears thinking, what am I going to do?
Oh, she came out of the hospital 14 weeks, so they confirmed it.
Yeah.
And she still went to Sainsbury's for the tests. You couldn't beat one. You couldn't beat an over-the-counter test.
There you go. Because he'd start looking it up, like statistics on...
Doctors are lying. What are the chances?
What percentages of doctors lie about you being 14 weeks pregnant? Go, Google.
They dated the pregnancy, so like obviously, yeah, okay. Yeah.
The next thing I know, there's a guy hugging me and telling his friends how emotional I am to see him and did I have anything that I wanted to sign.
What?
It was Lee from Blue.
What? Anything that...
He thought she was crying. Because he was there.
I'm only after copping that now. So she was crying because she was pregnant.
How did it take you this long?
And for some reason, I thought Lee was the father there for a second because it wouldn't surprise me. Carla, we've talked about this. He'd be impregnating.
And also he's accessible, so it's
very accessible. So he thought she was crying because she was in the presence of Lee from Blue.
She said, it goes on. I'm then like, no, I'm not crying because of you. I just found out that I'm pregnant. He then laughed and said, I'm not the father, darling. And he walked away laughing.
What? That man is unhinged.
What?
What? Somebody needs to help him.
What? She said, I'm still triggered. This was 2004 and it's still the most bizarre situation I've ever been in.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Okay, listen. Wait, Lee, if you're watching, just stop this nonsense. Just please stop. Okay. Hashtag stop Lee from Blue. Right, I'm just about over that. Right, next DM. Very niche, but circa 2011, when Georgia had all the gals in a chokehold. Who's Georgia?
I don't know.
Okay. I tweeted her saying how amazing her eyelashes were and they were better than the Eyelure Girls Allowed ones. She wrote back saying, thanks, gorgeous. Honestly, life-changing at the time.
I don't know, but I know, but Georgia. I don't know.
Georgia.
Like the back of my head, I'm like, I think I know a Georgia who had eyelashes, but I can't remember who that would be.
I'm going to text her back.
Yeah, and go, who the fuck is that, Pat?
Which Georgia? It wasn't like...
Georgia... I don't know why I think just keep saying Georgia and it'll come to me.
When did Love Island start? I know there was a Georgia on that.
No, that was until 2018. She wasn't until...
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Georgia.
Let's actually see. I'd like to say something. She would have been a better bombshell to send in other than Katie.
Yeah.
Much better bombshell.
Mm-hmm.
I think Katie, for some reason, looks like someone's ma. I know she's only 27, but she does look like someone's ma in there.
Yeah.
It's giving host.
Because I do, like, obviously I didn't watch the first two seasons, I still wouldn't, like, say no to watching them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would love to binge them at some stage. But I know some of the people who are, big.
The icons,
and when I saw her, I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Now, season two was fucking...
Now, I saw the clip of the drink spill. And the carnage. Yeah. Is that the girl that went in and then she was kicked out like 14 minutes later?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Malia, cool. I think her name was. Did you see what I retweeted?
No.
So season two was the season that got me into Love Island because the carnage lads, they were shagging over the covers.
Shagging over the covers, smoking.
And they'd all be shagging in the beds beside each other.
Yeah.
And they were smoking and drinking and fighting and they were hammered. It was brilliant. TV that we'll never get again.
Yeah.
And I know it's for their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But back in that, you wouldn't have it nowadays.
No, no.
The American shows are the only ones who let people still do stuff like that.
Yeah. Is American Love Island like that? I've never watched it.
I've never watched American Love Island, but all the other American shows are 100%
like
that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, they're all very messy. Very
kind of like Geordie Shore vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the celebs.
What did you retweet?
Oh, you I'll show you the video.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no point.
Context.
Context. It is, there's two different clips. Mm-hmm. One of... There's like three or four couples shagging in the room.
Oh, okay.
And one of the guys is like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Fuck off. Hilarious.
And his girlfriend fucking howling and he's like, hey, no, 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 and he's going over to the next one.
That's hilarious.
And there's another one. And then somebody was like, if you think this one's bad, it was like, can I just show you? It's like Katie's going in there to like a PG-13 villa when she was in the villa. And then it's like this clip and it's, one of the girls came in, was like, oh, sorry. One of the guys in Love Island's ex came in.
Okay.
Right? So they sent in his ex.
Mm-hmm.
That caused scenes. She immediately, this is how fucking good he was back then.
Mm-hmm.
She immediately gets with someone's boyfriend. So this girl had just gotten sent off the island, but she was together, as in they were boyfriend, girlfriend with this guy. This
why,
guy,
why
Terry.
Why didn't he leave as well?
Exactly. He was like, oh, I'm just going to, and this was like the big, so it was kind of like a standoff because she was like, oh, you're not leaving. He was like, no, there's only 2 weeks left. I'll just like.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. He was like, I'll just. Like,
having fun.
Yeah.
Don't
fully.
Really blame him.
He's like, I'm just going to have fun with the lads. Like, and then the first night he was like, oh, I really miss her. Then they send in this new bird and he shagged her the next night.
Oh my God.
So this new bird comes in who's somebody else's ex. She's there for, I think, a total of 2 days before she is shagging this bloke on top of the covers. Cowgirl.
Fuck off.
Full on.
That's
like your
mad.
One selfie is like, it's like a booking bronco.
Fuck's sake.
Mad
oh
scenes.
Oh God, that's carnage. Right,
mad
okay.
fucking scenes. While everybody's just like watching and being like, what the fuck? It was
I do need
mad
to be
scenes. So yeah. Anyway, met Callum Best in Malibu in California. Random, I know, but I was coaching football to a
it's
group
not,
of kids.
Let me stop you there. It's not random. Everybody meets Callum Best.
No, sorry. That's not, you're right. It's not random. It's actually... supposed to happen. So we were coaching them when I spotted Callum Best, went over to him and we left the kids unattended. We weren't very good coaches. Said hello and I think he was making a documentary about his life and he was chuffed that somebody recognised him.
Ah, Callum. Little weirdo.
Callie. Yeah.
Somebody here, there's a few. Messaged Jamie Lynn Spears about Zoe 101 reboot a few years ago before she hit the fan with Britney.
Wow.
Obviously no response. Another one. About 5 years ago in NYC, I met Andrew Rannells from Girls.
Yeah.
Okay. And something in me decided to say hi. He looked at me and said, no, and just walked away. What is it about fucking people in New York to say no?
They probably get it all the time.
They're assholes.
They probably get it all the time.
Yeah, and then obviously there's bad days, but I'm just like, Don't say fucking nothing.
Don't say nothing to nobody
in it when you're in NYC. And then the last one, about 5 years ago, did my J1 in NYC, worked in a very high-end restaurant, served Sharon Osbourne, who was sound. Brooke Shields came in and was super sweet. I was not allowed near the Real Housewives of NYC. Devastating.
Raging.
And Brad Pitt had a reservation but never showed up, even more devil.
Wow.
Wow. I remember... I used to work in a restaurant and we got a voice mail. It's been so long since I used a voice. Like, you know, like the answer.
Yeah, like the actual.
I didn't even know what it was called there. And we got a message from Colin Farrell. And I wasn't supposed to be working that night. And he was like, hey, just want to make a reservation. He wouldn't be doing that himself. I think it was somebody pranking us. But I was like, 15 should not have been working.
No.
I shouldn't have been. It was
definitely not.
One of those things I was saving from my fucking leaving cert holiday. Anyway, he left a message saying, oh, I need a party. It was like a party of 11 or something like that. Left his name, left a number, but like one of the numbers we were, and even the owner was trying to ring it back. And like, must have rang these wrong numbers about 11 times, being like, did you ring? And they were like, no, we already told you we didn't. But there was like a different version of it because it sounded different on the phone. And everybody came into work that night because the old talk calendar was on it.
Jen, I'm really sorry, but I think that was fake.
Same. I think we kind of coughed up by the fucking end of the night that it was fake, but we were all but he was so like, I'm not fucking supposed to be working tonight,
but I just had to pick up a shift.
And I wouldn't mind, like, everybody was there. Like, the restaurant was real fucking empty all the time. Like, the restaurant part of it.
Yeah.
It was a takeaway and a restaurant. The restaurant was fucking dead. It was a dead thing. Oh, if it wasn't Friday or Saturday night, it was a dead thing.
So what?
Mortifying.
Confer.
Confer. I was thinking it was Confer.
Oh, guys, you crack me up.
Yeah.
You guys are, you're so funny.
There you go.
Always when I'm drunk, I'll message Netflix on Twitter and I'll ask them for shows to be added. Like here. I get a half a glass of wine in me and I decide I'm the ambassador of Netflix for Ireland. But one for three isn't bad. And she actually sent the messages. The messages are, hi, can you get House back on Netflix, please? And New Girl, the Irish Netflix, please. Please. And then another message not too long afterwards. Can you put Scrubs on Netflix, please?
I used to always watch Scrubs. I actually bought the set.
I hate
of
Zach
the DVDs. The DVDs. He drives
me up the walls. Do you remember when him and fucking Florence Pugh were dating? I was like, there's just genuinely pick anybody else in the world.
Right.
This man is the fucking worst.
You just
he
don't.
He gives me the creeps. I don't know what it is about him. He gives me groomer vibes.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about him.
He looks very similar to another fella and I can't think of his name now.
I know, Dax Shepherd.
Dax, yes, yeah. Dax.
Yeah. Him yes. and Dax are like
twins, little twinnies, little doppelgangers.
But they don't, they're not, but they, you get the same vibe.
Vibe, yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's the same, exact vibe. It's
different face, same thing.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing, different face.
There you go.
Right, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Have you got an unpopular opinion before we go?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I cannot stand people who describe themselves as feisty.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just like
any sort of description of yourself that isn't self-deprecating, I'm a bit worried about.
Like, you can say things like, I would be generous, you know, like you can kind of like look at things objectively and be like, yeah, I'd be quite a generous person, or, you know.
But it's from your own perspective though, because like you could turn around and go, oh yeah, no, I'd be generous, I'd be fair. And then you'd have somebody in the background going, really?
Yeah.
Really, Jen? You know, like,
yeah, but
it's so funny.
I get that, but I also think that's a big, you have to be nice to yourself.
Oh yeah.
Nobody else is going to be.
No, that's
you've
true.
You got to be able to work through your bad stuff as much as your good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes only your good things will get you through the bad things. But I will say, using feisty or sassy is like the live, laugh, love of self-descriptors. It's so unbelievably.
Like, would you put it in your CV? No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't, so don't say it to me.
You'd put bubbly and friendly in your CV.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I also don't love bubbly. I think it's such bubbly. A weird.
It's just one of them ancient descriptions.
It's such a 90s ma.
It's a CV description. It's like, I'm bubbly.
A bubbly character and bubbly personality.
Bubbly. And you couldn't be further from it. The bubble was popped when you reached the age of 7 enough. Then you became miserable and you've been here since. You know?
Sandra.
So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No more bubbly.
You're no more
than a fucking glass of milk. Like, you're not a Diet Coke, okay? Like,
you're tap water.
You are tap water.
Tap water.
At best.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. When the water's not great and it comes out a little bit yellow. Right?
That's you.
That is you.
Your water from the taps in Spain.
On an island where you're really not allowed to drink it.
That's what I mean.
It comes from the sea. Directly from the sea.
Yeah, that's you.
We're not allowed to even flush our toilet roll. Like, that's where you're from. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're that kind of work. Have you got a stomper?
I do.
Carla's Stomper of the Week.
So this is a tune that has been in, you know, when you have a song and you're like, you add it and you love it and you've like loved it for ages, but then you're like, get back into the flow of it.
Mm-hmm.
You like rediscover it. There's nothing I love more than when I'm rediscovering music.
Yeah.
I've actually two that I kind of want to go. No, I'll use this one.
I do two. I think we missed out on it last week.
We did. Okay. So this one is Wish I Never by Kalani. And it's just like, the beat is so...
It's already up. Oh. Oh yeah, that reminds me of something.
That's what I mean, it's so familiar.
Yeah. I never let them win unless I say so. And I don't show my cards, but I play it though. They put them in my bed. It's old school R&B, isn't it?
But it's like cooler.
Yeah. Very good.
Very good.
Right. Very good.
Oh, other one?
That's, yeah.
Other one? So that one is my stomper of last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me just make sure I add it to the playlist of the stompers. Otherwise I will forget.
It'll be linked below in the show notes if you.
And then my girl Anita. This was my most played song of like her song of Involver was my, you'll like this because it's
right.
Latin pop.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway, her new song Funk Rave is out, and she is also a queer icon, but actually a queer icon, not a hash, not a purple hash brown.
That they just decided to make queer for the month.
So this is her new song Funk Rave,
mm-hmm.
and it just came out. And there's lots of twerking.
It's a very Zumba song.
I'm obsessed with her.
Right.
Yeah, she did the Mother Pride Party last year.
Alright, yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, it's not. When you said Latino, I got excited. No, I'm not. That disappointed me.
No worries.
We have different opinions of Latino music. You really do. Really do. We really do.
Jen likes that.
We always put a bit of EDM in it. That's the one.
Yeah, that
every single song.
Every song has the exact could
have
same
that,
beat.
And yeah. I wouldn't get sick of it.
And Jen's just like, yeah,
it's my jam.
I haven't heard this one before.
Forgetting how white I am. Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's on me. Right, we're gonna go and record our Patreon. I hope you enjoyed. All the links will be below as per usual, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.